Hi guys, if you're new here, you're welcome. If you're returning, thanks for coming back, and I hope you keep coming back. This episode is called Petals and Band-Aids. So here it goes. The first time you gave me flowers was on our third date. We almost missed our show at the theater. And I'd been excited for it all week. You came late, but we got in eventually. At the end of the show, I was still so pissed, and you could tell. So when we were walking down the cobbled streets of Camden, you found a shop, went in, and got me a beautiful bunch of sunflowers. I remember you said, "I always want to make you smile as bright as these sunflowers." Then you apologized. And of course, I forgave you. The second time you got me flowers was the day after you missed movie night. We'd spent all week planning this movie night. But when Friday came, you called to cancel. Something about having plans with Zach. He was your best friend after all, so I had no right to be angry. The next day, you came over to mine. With a bunch of white roses. They were so beautiful. The card read, "You know I'll always put you first. I love you always." Then you apologized, and of course I forgave you. The third time you got me flowers was the day you bailed out on dinner with my friends. I was so excited for you to meet my friends finally. And they were so excited to meet this man that I'd been going on and on and on about. But you never showed. And you never called to cancel either. So later that night, you sent me a message, something about having to work overtime. And of course, your job is important, so I wasn't gonna complain. But I was far from happy, and you knew that. So, on your way back from work, or what you said was work anyway, you stopped over at mine and you had the biggest arrangement of primulas I'd ever seen. They were overwhelming, just like your presence often is overwhelming. But they were so beautiful. The card on the flowers read, "I promise to put more work and time into our relationship." And then you apologized. And once again, of course, I forgave you. The fourth time you got me flowers was the night after our first fight. I picked a fight over something silly. At least that's what you said. We had an argument about you working too much and not spending enough time with me. Then you told me I was the reason because I was such a high maintenance bitch. Your exact words. I started crying and then you stormed out. You came back to mine later that night with the biggest bunch of red roses I'd ever seen. They could almost compare to the red of my eyes after all night crying. But that didn't make them any less beautiful, and they smelt so heavenly. And then you apologized, and like clockwork, I forgave you. The fifth time you got me flowers was the day after you hit me for the first time. I remember that day. Clearly. We were meant to go to your parents for dinner. Then you said something came up with the boys. So I asked you to drop me off at your mum's. But for some reason, you didn't want me there all alone. So, a fight started. It escalated. I remember you grabbed me by my braids. And threw me against the closest wall. I remember the hurt. I remember the throbbing of my scalp. And I remember that scary look on your face. That was a man I did not know. That was a monster that I did not recognize. Then, like it never happened, you kissed me, tucked me in bed, and left. The next day, I woke up to my body throbbing, swollen shoulders, and red-rimmed eyes. I woke up to the most beautiful summer arrangement I'd ever seen. It was a combination of all my favorites. I had a note that said, "Get better soon, baby. I love you now and always." That was your apology. And of course, I forgave you. The sixth time you got me flowers was the day I woke up in a hospital bed, disorientated. I called for help. The lovely nurse came in and told me I had been out for 9 days on the chair next to mine. Sat the largest and most beautiful arrangement of lilies, carnations, and roses I'd ever seen, making the hospital room so beautiful. They were probably the most beautiful arrangements I'd ever seen, but my eyes were too bloodshot to appreciate them. It hurts to open my eyes too much. I could still feel the weight of your punches on my face. The card read, "I'm sorry. Our love is forever. I love you." That was your apology. But I couldn't forgive you. Not this time. This time, all the petals of the flowers could not cover all the bruises you left on my skin. The fingerprints, the scratches, the cuts. The petals could not act as band-aids this time. They couldn't cover up all the pain and all the hurt. This time, your flowers were not enough remedy for the pain that you caused me. So yes, guys, that's that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell me things. I'm gonna leave the link in description and my social media handles. So yes, thank you for listening. Please come back for more.